اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanahu Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah Allahu wa la ilaha illallah Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The morning gatherings have been underrated everywhere. Perhaps westernized people call us the nation of tears, and maybe people closer to us cannot understand why a drop of tear can have such high reward or a morning session to carry such exalted weight. From the political aspect, these prayers, elegies, and attention to Allah direct men's attention to one thing, and that is they mobilize the nation in favor of an Islamic objective.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and the Ashura. In one of his speeches, he says that the Islamic revolution in Iran is but a ray of light reflected from the Ashura and its great divine revolution. This is one of those famous sayings that Imam Khomeini had. And in other words, he said that whatever we have is from Ashura. Whatever we have, it is the fruit of Ashura. It is from Ashura. And in reality, we have seen that, yes, it was because of Ashura. It was because of the teachings of the Ashura that were in the nation, that were given to the nation, the Iranian nation, because they have learned lessons from the teachings of Ashura, from the teachings of Karbala, from the teachings of Muharram. Therefore, they were able to raise against the oppression. They were able to raise against the superpowers of the world, the so-called superpowers, who opposed the war for 8 years on this nation. And even in today's world, we can see there are many, many sanctions which are opposed on this nation. But we see the victory of this nation. We see advancements in this nation. This is all because of Ashura. And this is what Imam Khomeini said, that he said that the Islamic revolution, the revolution in Iran, it is nothing but a ray of light reflected from the Ashura.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
In the land of Karbala, on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein has sacrificed everything for the sake of Islam. Similarly, this nation, this Islamic revolution, is giving everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is sacrificing everything for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever we see such actions, wherever we see such movements, these movements live along. These movements live along. Why? Because they are connected to a divine. They are connected to God. And because God is unlimited, He is forever. Therefore, anything that gets connected to God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes for forever. The people, they remember it, they get lessons from it. And the Islamic revolution in its true way has proven that when someone follows the teachings of Ashura, it becomes victorious. It becomes victorious. It becomes a slogan of truthful. And we have seen that in today's world, even when we talk about the truth, we refer to the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Thanks for listening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.